Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. Police are appealing for public assistance as they investigate reports a child was approached and photographed in Batemans Bay. Brian Lowe reports.
An 11-year-old boy was with his mother at a shopping centre on Perry Street Wednesday when he walked into a toilet. Police have been told a man then approached the boy and allegedly started taking photos on his mobile phone. The boy left the scene uninjured and alerted his mother, who reported the incident to police. Brian Lowe reporting.
Windsor County Councillor Ken Housted has unexpectedly been elected Mayor of the Shire after winning 5-4 in a show of hands. Councillor Housted has previously served 3 terms on council. He says his immediate focus will be to improve the relationships amongst his colleagues and ensure that everyone's working towards a common goal.
Cooperation and absolutely no arguing whatsoever. And I'll be working with all councillors, and that includes obviously those that might have been adversaries. It means nothing to me in terms of everybody's equal, and the way forward for this place, quite frankly, is as a unified board of directors on behalf of the electorate, which is the ratepayer in this shire.
Kiama is one of 5 places along the New South Wales coast where the state government is using drones as part of a shark spotting pilot program. The 3-month trial is being conducted in Kiama as part of the government's $16 million shark management strategy, and Kiama MP Gareth Ward says beachgoers still need to heed the message.
This is about detecting sharks in the water. Once the drones do, they can sound an air horn to alert people on the beach. What is most important, in spite of all of the research and technology that we have, is that people continue to swim between the flags.
Questions being asked as to why the proprietor of a service station in Barrel didn't report a large fuel leak until 16 hours after the incident occurred. Fire crews could be seen along Bong Bong Street yesterday morning, mopping up the spill which drained into the gutters and eventually Mittagong Creek. And Barrel Station Commander John Arnott says a full investigation is underway.
The EPA have been notified and were liaising with council. We liaised with the EPA on site just to make sure that all steps that were being taken to protect the upper catchment were satisfactory. So, to be honest, everything within fire rescue's capability was carried out.
And new figures show there's been an increase in the number of suicides in the Shoalhaven. There were more than 16,000 calls to Lifeline in 2015, and 13,000 of them specifically discussed suicide. Lifeline South Coast Executive Director Graham Gould says they've devised a safe talk program to help everyone cope.
So it gives you practice at asking someone if they're considering suicide. It gives you knowledge to look out for the sorts of signs that might indicate that someone's considering suicide, and then it gives you clear ideas about what you'll do.
And anyone needing help can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. To sport, and St George Illawarra says it's sticking with coach Paul McGregor in 2017 despite a disappointing NRL season. The Red V finished well out of finals contention and have been forced to let go of several of their name players, including Benji Marshall and Mitch Rain. And the Illawarra Cutters are putting the finishing touches to their preparations for Sunday's Interstate Championship match against the Burley Bears from Queensland. Cutters 5/8 Sean Nona says they know what they have to do.
Obviously, we've got one more game to go now, so in the back of our heads, we know we've got another job to do, so we'll be focusing on that.
That's the latest news and sport.